Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dottin Chandler, third-year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Bridgetown is a small historic city known for its provision stores, markets, rum shops, and department stores. On this day, September 3, 1950, The Advocate informed its readers of the aspects of the city's congested character, where thousands of shoppers would descend on the city on Saturdays. Those arriving between 6 and 7:30 would experience a calm, quiet city and could easily stand on the sidewalks, read the morning paper, do window shopping, or gossip. However, when the clock struck 8 a.m., things began to hum, and the busiest shopping day of the week is off to a start. Bridgetown soon gets crowded, and vehicles, drivers, riders, and pedestrians have to use that extra bit of care. The paper noted that Broad Street, Swan Street, Baxter's Road, and Roebuck Street are the most affected, because the latter two streets contained many grocery shops. By evening, the paper observed, the city started to quiet down except for the theaters, pubs, and wayside cafes. However, this quiet afternoon in the city was not always the case. Several years before, the grocery stores opened until a late hour to allow the plantation workers to purchase their groceries. According to the report, people used to get a special treat from coming to town and walking through the chock-a-block Swan Street. Champion bicycle riders used to vie with each other to see who could get through the mass of people without dismounting. Some used to dismount of their own discretion. Some were forced to do so when the going was too hard. And others used to be forcibly pushed off their machines. And the crowd was so thick that it was difficult and often impossible to say who pushed whom. Another place of congestion mentioned in another edition of The Advocate was the wharf area, where the offloading of the inter-island schooners caused considerable difficulties. In a September 3, 1951 edition of the Barbados Advocate, the report stated that the schooners Zeta Juanita and Franklin DR had offloaded firewood and charcoal, and many donkey carts were seen drawn up alongside the schooners to which they were assigned, and at a certain place, they were lined up three abreast, causing a complete block to a once steady flow of traffic. The report continued, further down the wharf, near Canary Street, lorries were parked alongside the water's edge, waiting their turn to take away cement brought in by steamship merchant. Today, with the development of other shopping centers in Warrens, Haggett Hall, and Sheraton, some parts of Bridgetown are extremely quiet, even on Saturdays.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.